It's not about politics. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. That's what President Biden says as he urges Americans to put pandemic battles behind them and get an updated COVID shot.
And if you get it, you're protected. And if you don't, you're putting yourself and other people unnecessary risk.
He says hundreds of people are still dying every day from COVID in the U.S.
That number is likely to rise this winter. But this year is different from the past. This year, nearly every death is preventable. Let me say it again. Nearly every death is preventable.
Adding that one COVID shot per year is all most Americans need. The president also defending his call for more funding to keep fighting COVID after saying last month the pandemic is over, later clarified by the White House as the worst of the pandemic. The president's remarks just before he got the new booster aimed at targeting Omicron variants. The president just posting a message that he and the First Lady are thinking of everyone impacted by the school shooting yesterday in St. Louis and calling for action, including a ban on assault weapons. Police now say the gunman who killed two people apparently intended to do much worse.
When Orlando Harris entered Central Visual and Performing Arts High School and opened fire,
he came into the building with more than 600 rounds of ammunition.
Interim Police Chief Lieutenant Colonel Michael Sack added writings were found in the car Harris drove detailing his intent. In it, he said Harris wrote about having no friends, family, or social life, concluding,
"This was the perfect storm for a mass shooter." End quote.
Harris killed an adult and a teenager and wounded several others before he was killed by officers. The investigation is ongoing with the ATF's help into how Harris got the AR-15 he used.
Fox's Gernal Scott just getting word of an earthquake in the Seven Trees region of California that's around San Jose, magnitude 5.1. No early reports of any damage. America is listening to Fox News.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The judge instructing the jury before closing arguments at the trial of a man accused of driving into a Christmas parade in Wisconsin last year, killing six people, injuring more than 60. Daryl Brooks Jr. is charged with 76 counts in Waukesha County Court.
Though already today, Brooks was removed from court twice for continued outbursts and disruptions in what Judge Jennifer Durrell calls delay tactics.
You're not holding up to your oath to protect the Constitution.
All right, the door's open and he's talking.
Okay, so you're going to hold me in contempt?
Right, the jury cannot come in.
Never mind.
Are you going to hold me in contempt?
Mr. Brooks is going to be removed.
Brooks is defending himself. The jury could get the case today after closing arguments that the judge, based on Brooks's behavior, says could also be challenging. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Brooks faces life in prison, could face life in prison if convicted. The death of a California man who went missing earlier this year is ruled a homicide.
According to a report from the Los Angeles County Coroner's Office, Jose Velasquez, a 35-year-old whose remains were found in the Santa Monica Mountains earlier this month, died of multiple gunshot wounds. Officials say Velasquez, who was living in Ventura County, had been reported missing in July, finding his body in a hiking area within LA County, later discovering his vehicle parked miles away. The Ventura County Sheriff's Office is investigating what's been ruled a homicide. A GoFundMe page created by his family members to help with funeral expenses has raised over $12,000.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. The number of Americans who don't have a bank account, known as unbanked households, falls to a record low last year, about 4.5% of Americans. In a new report from the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, that's pinned in part on the proliferation of online-only banks. An hour to the close, the Dow's up 277. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.